More about UAPs and extraterrestrials. I don't know how many of you remember what happened in Mexico pertaining to two alien-looking mummies which were shown to the Mexican Congress. The man in possession of them was the well-respected news personality Mame Mousen. He is also known as a UFO researcher. He maintained they were real, but Mexican scientists said they examined them and they were created out of materials including paper. Yes, that is right, paper. Mousen maintained they were real extraterrestrial corpses and has been petitioning the Peruvian government to let him send them to an American laboratory which would be better equipped than the lab in Mexico which examined them. Could the Mexican and Peruvian governments be covering up the truth and might the American government be in on it? It is obvious to me none would want the corpses to be verified as alien. Mousen is suing the Peruvian government because the corpses come from Peru and they are preventing the shipping. Advocates for transparency in UFO information are trying to get the presidential debate with Biden and Trump to have UFO questions. I would have to say their chances of succeeding are about the same or worse than those of winning the lottery. I can't help but think both candidates would be put into a no-win situation. Neither would want to look foolish with their answers. I would love to be proven wrong and hear UFO questions being asked. A study has found believers in UAPs, also known as UFOs, are more likely to spot UAPs. Well duh, did we need a study to find this out? I have seen this firsthand. There are certain people who have become popular on the internet who think so many things are UAPs in the sky which certainly are not. Let me take this a step further. This doesn't mean all UAP sightings are bogus. Even those who call too many objects in the sky UAPs probably are not wrong all the time. The researchers said they had three groups and in two said the people had schizophrenia traits. The first group was said to be more or less normal. I believe the researchers went too far with this study by labeling those who saw UAPs the way they did. It reminds me of all those years which went by where people who had UAP sightings were ridiculed. Donald Trump had claimed that pilots told him about seeing a UAP, according to a news agency. It was said to be a round object which was flying much faster than their fighter jets. This is not uncommon. If all the military pilots who have seen UAPs were willing to talk about it, there would be far more sightings listed. I remember one pilot who claimed there were so many sightings that almost every time he took to the skies either he or someone in his group would see one. There is another theory about UAPs which I never believed so I didn't talk about it, but you deserve to know about it. It states the government knows all about UAPs being real and piloted by aliens. It goes on to state the government will not reveal this as the people in government are too embarrassed to admit this. Sorry, I just don't buy it. There are just so many other more important reasons that make more sense, especially the one which has to do with money. Money being made by allowing companies to get first crack at advanced technology which is found, which by the way I have talked about before. First it was Harvard's Abby Loeb who seemed to believe we had some sort of a connection with extraterrestrials and said he believed the asteroid Oumuamua was an alien probe. He pointed out its strange shape and the fact it sped up when it left our solar system, among other things, and felt it proved this. He also said an alien probe might have crashed into the sea and put together a mission to the crash spot and said the debris was alien. Some said this was disturbing to his peers. Then it happened. Three others from Harvard contributed to a paper stating extraterrestrials could be hiding among us. This sounds like there are professors agreeing with Loeb who work at Harvard and taking things even a step further. It amazes me how suddenly we are being flooded with UAP news. Is it being done on purpose to promote some secret program? As many of us know, UAP sightings have been going on for thousands of years. One of the strangest ones which took place in this country happened in Aurora, Texas in 1897. What was called an airship came down very low to the ground and crashed into a windmill on a farm. The ship was damaged and the pilot killed. When the people of the town pulled the pilot out of the wreck, they realized it was not human. Wanting to do the right thing, they sent for the clergy who blessed the pilot and they buried it in the local cemetery. This was not the end of the story, however. People from everywhere started to come to the cemetery and some tried to dig up the pilot. Finally, the people of Aroa had enough and moved the grave and didn't put up a headstone. To this day, visitors still come to the cemetery once in a while looking for that grave. Abductions of humans by aliens seems to be a subject we can't quite get away from. More famous people are claiming to have been abducted than ever. Van Halen Part Deux Sammy Hagar told Howard Stern when he was 18 years old, he had been abducted by extraterrestrials. He said the aliens plugged something into his head for reasons unknown. He then wrote about it in his 2011 memoir. He is not the only famous person to claim to have been abducted. I could easily fill several articles with the names of those who claim this, and fill a library with the names of ordinary people who make the same claim. Another idea which has come to prominence is the theory there are entire alien races living in hidden and underground cities on the Earth. What makes this idea sort of nebulous is the fact some say they are extraterrestrial and some say they are other ancient races from Earth. One place they are said to exist in is at Antarctica. There are some which are said to be alien bases, and this is where the UAPs fly to. It seems the push is on for more information.